No such thing as the year of the sleep. By the way, it's not good to be the year of something.
Yeah,
historically.
I think year of the clay didn't really work out.
Yeah, no, year of the clay.
Year of Sark.
Year of the Goth.
Yeah.
Just some of the assorted year
of. By the way, Jorge, don't say it. Amanda and Mace, do you know who this is singing? Turn this
Harry
up.
Harry Connick Jr.
He has a spectacular Christmas album.
Yes, he does.
I've had his Christmas album forever. It's really good.
He's no Bublé.
No, he's better.
Different guy, but
oh no, yeah. Bublé is no. Bublé kicks Harry Connick's ass.
No, I disagree.
Yeah. Generally speaking, the world agrees with me. It is all about the Bublé.
I watched a Bublé Christmas special the other night, and it was actually very disappointing.
Really?
Yeah,
I like him.
I like him too. No, and I have some of his Christmas songs on my phone. But
plus, he invented that drink.
He invented a drink?
No.
Yeah, he invented a drink. It's
no,
in all
it's the bubbly,
it's bubbly.
The bubbly sparkling water. And
He invented that.
No, he did not.
That's a. Why else would it be called Bublé?
It's not called Bublé.
It's called Bubbly.
Oh.
You dope.
So they have no relation to each other?
No.
Well, yeah, to work. They got you.
they're spelled similarly.
But not the same.
But not the same. I thought he invented a drink. Because everybody's doing drinks now. You know, that's the big thing is you get your line of bourbons.
Or they just used him for marketing purposes.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Silver Falcon, you know, there's going to be a brand new line of mezcal called Silver Falcon.
I thought that was the lie of the day.
What?
I thought that was the lie of the day.
No, I'm really working on it.
No, okay. Mace, I'm going to send you something. I'm working on it, too. You'll see.
Oh, nice. We were just saying how Jorge likes everybody, and everybody likes Jorge. Like, Jorge, where'd you spend? You spent Christmas with your in-laws?
No. My in-laws are out of town.
Oh.
Yeah. So we spent that at home, and then the next day we went to Brenda's aunt's house and, you know, with the kids, and Mike did brought them presents and whatnot. So we spent.
And was there one person that annoyed you? Just one?
No, nobody.
Nobody annoyed you.
Nope.
I find myself, I cannot walk into a room of people without having someone annoy me.
Someone in there is bound to be the one.
Somebody is the. There's always one, John.
Even if it's your own family.
Yeah. Last week we talked about my Aunt Anna. She's not my favorite person in the world.
Right, so when you were going into the station.
Yeah.
When you walked into 710 ESPN, who is the one that annoyed you the most?
Ooh, yeah, that's easy. Good. That's
easy.
Really good.
Trish Kinsey.
Oh, come on.
Oh, she annoys me. That
you can't even say it with a straight face.
For the listeners, the sweetest person that works over on the sales side.
The nicest person in the building.
Who helps everybody and will do anything for anyone.
She seems sweet.
Uh-uh.
But she has a dark side. Oh,
we all have a dark side, Mace.
So we're going to spend the by the way, I love Trish Kinsey. I was trying to think of the nicest person there.
She is. Yeah. She is the nicest.
She's so Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Trish. All right, so Wheel of Questions time. It is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Let's give her a spin, Jorge.
Okay, this is timely.
Okay.
Because both of us, most of us, all went out and made a bunch of purchases lately.
Yes.
What are the best and worst purchases you've ever made? Now, I can go first here because mine are easy.
Yeah, I got to think on this.
All right, mine are easy. The best purchase I ever made was 3 or 4 years ago, maybe not even that long ago. Isaac at Mirror Audio Video in Westwood sold me this TV from Sony that is spectacular. I mean, it's like I'm in the room of whatever I'm watching. It is the greatest TV I've ever had, and there isn't a close second. It's this Sony thing that I spent a lot of money on it, but Isaac told me, he goes, you'll love this, and he was 100% right. If you're somebody that's really into TVs, call Mir and tell Isaac or Roy or whoever answers the phone, you want the TV that John Ireland and Ramona have. Ramona bought it too.
Ramona got it.
Yeah, it is the greatest TV of all time.
Is it a high roller TV? Like how much is this thing going to cost you?
3K, probably, maybe.
3K.
Between 2 and 3K.
I'll put one on layaway.
Okay. Now, the worst purchase I ever made is simple. 20-plus years ago, I bought a tux. I needed a tuxedo to wear to something, and the guy said, you know, you're at that point in your career where once a year you're going to need a tux. Just buy it. It was on sale. I've worn it once since then in 20 years. So I never should have bought the tux. It basically just sits in my closet.
But you got to wear one to the Mandy Awards this year.
Well, that'll be the third time I've worn it ever, if that happens. So, you know, let's see. But it's still, even if I wear it to the Mandy Awards, it's like, what a waste of money.
I'm going to wear a really goofy tux. Something with...
How about powder blue?
Powder blue, something maybe
with ruffles.
White
ruffles.
With tails.
Somewhere there was a picture of me going to a high school prom in a powder blue tux with ruffles.
I'm also going to wear a
monocle.
Man,
I wish I could find that.
I'm also going to wear a monocle.
That's an excellent
Monocles
idea.
Are very underrated.
And a top hat?
Yeah, and a top hat and a cane.
I once lost a bet to Mason and had to wear an ascot to Lakers Media Day.
Yes.
People liked it.
And I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't. Part of the bet was I was not allowed to say why. Only Mason could bring it up as to why. And I was shocked because most people like responded positively to I look like an ass. But most people didn't remember that, Mace? Most people thought, oh, it looks good.
No, people were like, yeah, that's stylish. They thought you were blazing a fashion trail.
Yeah, it went completely away we didn't think it would go. All right, Jorge, best and worst purchases ever. What comes to mind?
Okay, so best purchase, I was helping out a buddy who built a studio, music studio and whatnot, and he wanted to get cameras. So he got a quote for cameras, a whole camera system, and it was over like 10 grand. So I said, I can probably get you cheaper cameras and, you know, more efficient for less money. So he gives me the credit card. He's like, go get me like six of these cameras. What are you talking about? So I got him those Ring cameras.
Okay. And digital.
Then, yeah. So then he was able to, like, whoever came over, if they would knock on the door or whatever, he would get a text or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Those things are great.
Yeah. So he loved the idea, right? That was the best purchase. It wasn't mine, but, you know, one of the best purchases.
And you saved him a bunch of dough.
I did. Uh-huh.
All right. What about the worst?
The worst? I was in high school. I was saving up for these like $350 cleats, right?
Okay.
I ended up
soccer cleats.
Exactly. So then I ended up coming up with the money. I buy them. 2 weeks in, they break my leg.
Oh no!
They broke my leg.
The cleats broke your leg.
No.
You planted and your leg didn't move and you broke it.
No. I was playing and then we were fighting for a 50-50 ball. We're gonna, you know, whoever got to the ball first was gonna take the ball or kick it out of bounds. The guy ended up kicking my leg, and it snapped in half.
Yikes.
Okay, but do you think the cleat did it?
No, it wasn't the cleats.
It was just bad luck.
Yeah, I was looking forward for these cleats for like ever.
And then you really never got to play in them because you broke your leg.
Exactly, so I ended up giving it to somebody else.
All right, Amanda, best and worst, what comes to mind?
I honestly can't think of things for this. I mean, I just bought a new TV. I was one of those few people left that did not have a smart TV.
Okay.
I had a flat screen, but I had had it for
your life.
Yeah, I had it for 14 years, and it finally died. So a couple weeks ago, I bought a new Samsung TV, and I am in love with it. I want to watch it all day.
All right, so that could
be
a possible.
So we'll go with a possible, you know, best there. As long as it lasts.
All right, so you never bought a car or clothes or an outfit that you, as soon as you used it, you thought this was a bad move.
Not that I could think of. I mean, I'm known for like buying dresses and nice clothing, but then never wearing it because here at work, we don't dress nice.
Right. Very good point.
So I look at it in my closet and go, why did I buy that?
I will say this, Amanda. When you dress up, I've seen you dress up. You kill it.
You're
Thank
like, you.
Yeah, you. I mean, so I would imagine you have a closet full of stuff.
I do. I have a closet full of a lot of stuff. I just don't have, well, especially because of COVID, you know, we haven't gone many places, but I do dress up for Laker games.
Yeah. And I always say to Lisa, my wife, she's the same way. She's got a bunch of like killer outfits that every time she puts one on, I go, man, you look great. You should wear that more. And she says to me, where would I wear it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Especially now.
All right, Mace, best and worst. What comes to mind?
The best was. Was back in 2016, I started buying something called Bitcoin. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I think this is going to end up going on your worst list by the time you're done, but I'm happy that you are happy with it.
It now is worth $51,000 per Bitcoin.
Okay, what's the worst?
The worst is when I was getting ready for our golf match, I went out and I bought this gigantic net thing that you could put in the backyard and hit into it.
Right.
Never used it once.
You didn't even use it when you were getting ready for the golf match.
Didn't. I didn't even have golf clubs. Asinine game. For all you guys who love golf, I'm happy for you. Fantastic. Good for you. I will never pick up a club ever again in my entire life. I worked my ass off to get credible for that.
How big is it, would you say?
Oh, it's probably 10 feet tall.
Oh, man, if it was shorter, I'd buy it off you.
Yeah, no, it's a big, tall net. What a waste of time that is.
Oh, Mason, I just thought about something that was worse for both of us.
Angelina Jolie!
Mace, I'll just say three words that you and I both invested in, and it was the dumbest thing we ever did. And it has nothing to do with the horse, which was also dumb. Cyprus Radio Network.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Oh, God. That guy.
Yeah, this guy kind of took us to the cleaners. He came in and said, this was before streaming was a thing. This was like in the beginning of the internet. He goes, I'm going to do radio stations just on the internet. And you guys should get in on the ground floor and invest in it. And we both did, and we lost our shirts.
Yep, lost everything. Lost everything.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah, easy come, easy go. Yeah, that guy was okay. A thief.
We got time to get into this. Do you realize that if the NFL season ended today,
okay,
the Rams would be the 3 seed? Now, I looked all this up. The reason they'd be the 3 seed is because there's a 3-way tie. There's 3 teams with records of, what are the Rams, 11-4?
10-5.
10-5, okay. There are 3 teams that are 10-5. I think it's Rams, Cowboys, Tampa. And the Cowboys get the tiebreaker because of conference record. They have a 10-1 conference record.
Oh, wow.
Which means if it was a 2-way tie between the Rams and the Bucks, the Rams would get it because they beat them head-to-head. But the Rams and Cowboys didn't play head-to-head this year. Anyway, so the Rams would be the 3 seed. You know who we'd play in the first round?
San Francisco.
Yep. Got to get out of that spot. I don't want to see the Niners in the first round of the playoffs.
Well, San Francisco, they're not guaranteed a playoff spot.
Right. And the Rams have that game.
And
of
the Rams could
knock
them out in the final week of the season.
Although we all know that if the Rams, and now they've locked up a playoff spot, that McVay prefers rest over seeding. So everybody might sit in that last week.
Although, can you afford to, if you've got a shot at the 2, don't you have to play that last week? Like, somewhere I've got this. The Dallas finishes home to the Cardinals. And we hope Dallas beats Arizona.
That's a real game. No. We want Arizona now because we're a game up on them.
Oh, you're right.
You need Dallas. We need a Dallas loss to get the 2 seed.
But then they finish at Philly, and Philly's pretty good.
And Philly is
playing for a playoff spot. So it's not impossible that Dallas loses a game down the stretch, which could give us the 2 seed, and that means we wouldn't have to go out on the road until we play at Green Bay.
Right. And let me tell you this. I watched that whole Packers-Browns game. Aaron Rodgers' toe is messed up.
Oh, it is messed up, yeah.
He ain't right. And if that exaggerates? I think exacerbates.
Or exacerbates.
It's what I was trying to say.
Or exacerbates.
That's a beatable team. The Browns almost beat him. Baker Mayfield didn't throw a stupid interception at the end of the game. The Browns would have had a field goal to
beat
him.
Yeah, they were right there. By the way, at the end of that game, I don't know if you saw this or not, did you see the Aaron Andrews walk-off interview with Aaron Rodgers?
So they were socially distanced for the interview.
Correct. So she's standing like 10 feet away.
After it was over, they hugged.
They hugged.
Yeah.
It's like we're getting so many mixed messages right now.
It's like,
so I'm 10 feet away from you. I'm doing this interview. And then at the end, you're like, all right, give me a big hug.
Yeah. Weird.
Just stupid. It's such a weird time. Who would have ever imagined this weird time?
Well, and what makes it weirder is that I think there is a large percentage of society, and I'm pretty sure I'm in it, that doesn't think we can go back to what we did before. And that means, like, basically shut off living. I think we have to find a way.
No, I don't think we can do that.
I think we need to find a way to live with it. So I think league sports are going to go on. I think movies or shows are going to go on. That show we saw, Love Actually Live, is still going on.
I know.
Broadway is about half closed.
Yeah, Broadway, it's because some of the cast people from different shows got COVID.
Yeah, but if you have, you know, you just got to keep checking. If you have tickets to something, just keep checking.
Yeah.
You know, like if you have tickets to the Mandy Awards, just keep checking. Right now,
yeah, keep checking.
Right now, they're on.
We're on. It's happening.
It could change. I mean,
see you at Quiet Cannon in Montebello.
But check first. We'll have plenty of announcements about it before then.
Of course.
But I think we got to go on living.
Amen.
I don't think we can shut everything down again.
Amen. All right, so Tom Brady, here's another reason he's annoying. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Tell me next.
Okay, I'll tell you next. Thanks. That's a good tease. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So Christmas Eve, we have a great Christmas Eve tradition that John doesn't believe in called Feast of the Seven Fishes, which is an Italian thing.
Yeah.
And we had I'm trying to remember the exact number of fishes we had. I think we had actually more than seven. So we went overboard.
Isn't it seven? Seven
What's
fishes?
That?
Isn't it seven?
It is seven, okay. But we ended up with more. We had crab, clams, shrimp, scallops, squid, mussels, cod, anchovies. So eight. We had eight. I love anchovies. They're just like one of my favorites.
You're literally the only person who's ever said that.
Nope. We love anchovies.
You and Larry David on Curb.
Does Larry love anchovies?
Yeah, that was a big topic on a show.
You know, one of my favorite episodes from this year has been when he talked about bruschetta.
He's right about it.
Which is like the toast with the chopped up tomatoes on top. And how, you know, as soon as you take a bite, the tomatoes are going to fall off.
Season finale last night at Curb. Are you up to
speed? Oh, didn't see it yet. Okay. Saving it.
Okay. I won't say anything.
Saving it for the next couple. I'm saving that. You know what I did go to see, because I'm interviewing one of the stars tomorrow, is West Side Story.
Spielberg, right?
Spielberg.
Didn't do great at the box office, but I liked the first one, so I bet you I'll watch it.
Hated the first one, didn't like it, don't like the show, any of that stuff. This was unbelievable.
Oh, good.
I think, like, best movie of the year.
Well, you
I
know me. I'm a big musical guy.
You know what? I'm a big snap fighter. You know, you got to snap when you fight. You know what I'm saying? If you're not snapping while you're fighting, what kind of fighting are you actually doing? Dance fighting.
Real fighting, maybe.
Yeah. So, Tom Brady, who... You know, I go back and forth on. I guess mostly I don't like him, as opposed to like him.
Yeah, I have no idea. You don't like these people who everyone else likes. You don't like Tony Romo.
No, wait a minute. Half the world does not like Tom Brady
because he's good.
No, half the world doesn't like him because he's annoying.
What's annoying about him?
He's got all that pseudoscience. You know, drink lots of water.
Just because you don't believe in the magic pajamas doesn't mean they're not real.
I don't believe in any of that stuff. I think it's all made up. And here's the brand new one. Tom Brady apparently invented the color blue.
Yeah, I saw
this. He claims that he invented blue.
A shade of blue.
A shade of blue. Now, honest to God, you can say you invented stuff if it's for real, but I saw a tweet where it was just a blue tweet, and it's called Brady Blue, and it is officially Tom Brady's invention of blue.
Now, wait a minute. Is this a thing that you can actually do in life? Like, could we invent a shade of red and call it Mason and Ireland Red?
I think we could.
Come on, man.
It'd be appropriate. Red for embarrassment. We're embarrassed sometimes by what we do. But Tom Brady invented blue. It is called Brady Blue 112-22. It is bold, exuding strength and confidence, imbued with an inner intensity emblematic of his self-determination and commitment to precision. Hashtag Brady Blue. That's just blue. I'm sorry. That's just blue.
And I didn't think it... No, if we should allow people to just claim a color.
No, we shouldn't. How do you trademark a color? Blue has been around a lot longer than Tom Brady. My God, the sky is blue.
Like, the color that the Dodgers have, you and I would refer to as Dodger blue, but that really is just blue, right?
Of course, it's just blue.
Basic blue.
Although, what is that, the Pantone, remember they've got Pantone, Janice from our team is part of that, Pantone 294, which I think is a description of the exact color of blue. There's a Pantone 294.
But most people don't know that.
No, it's just blue. Rams blue. Let's compare Rams blue to Tom Brady blue. Same blue. I'm sorry. Rams logo, Tom Brady's blue, exactly the same blue.
You do realize, no, once again, just like the Bublé thing, this is a whole marketing thing, right? To sell his clothing?
But I swear to God, if you put Tom Brady blue next to Rams blue, it is the same blue. Exactly.
But this is for his signature debut clothing brand.
Right.
So this is just a marketing ploy that you fell for.
And put it next to the Brady blue.
This is a marketing ploy you just fell for.
He stole our blue.
I sent this to Mason, and I wrote that. I said, to me, this looks like the Rams blue, which the Rams did a whole bunch of color tests on.
It is identical to the Rams. It is just Tom Brady stole our Rams blue.
Well, it only works if people call it Brady blue, right? I mean, I could claim a color right now and call it Ireland red, but nobody.
You would have Ireland green, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean it's easier to do. But the Irish flag is like, if you look at the green in the Irish flag, it's basic.
It's green.
It's Kelly green. It's normal green.
Tom Brady is so annoying. He invented.
He really
blue.
Isn't.
He's so annoying.
I was thinking about
you can't
this
be the only person in the world. They did a whole man in the arena thing. One of the episodes was about how everybody hates Tom Brady.
Mace, it gets even more annoying, though, because it says, I'm reading the article, the bold blue is meant to embolden the next generation to reach new heights.
I wouldn't really describe it as bold blue. It's like a lighter shade of what I would call bold blue, right? Like, yeah. Bold blue, Mace, would be like what the Kansas City Royals blue is. You know, that's bold. The Rams blue is a little lighter than that, isn't it?
It is. It's lighter than that. It's bright. I swear to God, it is the Rams blue. If you put it next to the Rams logo, it is the Rams blue. I will tweet this out and tell me this is not the Rams blue.
It looks exactly 100%. Like the Rams blue.
It is the Rams blue, right?
Yes. Yes.
If you put it next to it, that is exactly Rams blue. So friggin' annoying.
Yeah,
annoying.
I think the only reason people hate Tom Brady is the same reason some people hate LeBron. They win all the time. They're really good. And you know, or like people hate Tiger Woods. He wins all the time.
No, it's all the other stuff. It's the TB12 garbage that he makes up.
But I mean, I like Brady, and I don't buy into any of that TB12 stuff.
Yeah, I hate, you know, it's like when Mayim Bialik sells those brain pills. It's like, what's Mayim Bialik selling brain pills? More intelligence, yes. I mean, seriously, Mayim Bialik is selling brain pills. Those brain pills are not proven to do anything, Mayim Bialik. I see why they don't want to use you on Jeopardy. You have fake brain pills.
Wait a minute, I thought they were using her on Jeopardy. Isn't she one of the two approved
hosts? Is she?
Yeah, I think that they decided.
She should have a candy dish filled with brain pills for the three players.
Well, they first hired the guy that was the executive producer, and then he got basically.
He did a bunch of stuff.
A bunch of stories came out about him, and they had to blow him out. And then they approved two people, Mayim Bialik and somebody else. Is it Ken Jennings?
Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think she's still doing it.
Ken Jennings doesn't need brain pills. He's really smart.
Yeah.
All those supplements, it's a load of hokum. I'm sorry if you got supplements for Christmas, but they're all garbage. None of it really is anything. They're all those little capsules filled with dirt. Filled with fancy dirt. You know, we don't have any testing process for that stuff. Brain pills don't work. That works.
That's the only thing that works, right, Mace? At
Made
least for
me
you.
A lot smarter. Tell you what.
So I was doing the game the other day. The game I did was Sliwa.
Yep.
And I looked halfway through the game, I looked at Funchess, and I went, do you smell a lot of weed in here?
Inside.
It always smells like weed in there, John.
But Amanda, on Sunday, I guess because it was Christmas and nobody had to work.
Everybody was high.
Yeah, I guess. Mace, are they sneaking in vape pens? Well, how's that working?
It must be vape.
It's a no smoking building, so I'm assuming people are just doing vape on the down low.
Is that what it is?
How do you vape on the DL?
You, like, lower your head and sneak it?
It really is only a
You go
vapor.
In the bathroom?
It's not smoke. You go into a stall and you vape a little, and I guess that's good. I mean, don't they catch that at security?
Well, you would think they wouldn't allow in vape pens, right?
But, I mean, the odor was unmistakable. Maybe the new crypto.com arena is looser than Staples Center would have been. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how they sneak it in, because when Brenda was pregnant, I was at the Dodger Stadium, and the guy was vaping and vaping and vaping. We're sitting right behind him, and I tapped him in the shoulder. I'm like, look, man, I'm sorry. I know you like, you know, your stuff. You're free to do what you want. But this vape just keeps coming behind, you know, to us, and my wife's pregnant, and this isn't it.
How did he respond?
He was so embarrassed. Him and his girlfriend stood up, apologized, and walked away.
Wow.
Yeah, but I was just like, dude, she's pregnant. Come on, like, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
like,
totally
so
not
sorry.
Cool.
He's like, I'm so sorry.
Shouldn't go in the parking lot. Should not go in the LA Live parking lot.
So I don't know how.
I'll tell you what.
I don't know how they sneak it in.
Hotboxed in there. I understand the people, and you know, like when you're walking out of a Rams game, everybody lit. Everybody's lit.
Yeah.
Not stepdad Leo got me a grinder and a pipe for this year.
Wow.
Along with a cannabis cookbook.
Wow.
We know you won't be using that. Juan will be making some cannabis recipes for you.
Correct. I do none of the cooking here. None of the cooking.
But
by the way, Chris
isn't as into cannabis as you, right?
Chris Camello. Hey, Mace, I also had the 7 fish dinner for Christmas Eve. It's an Italian tradition. Best meal of the year.
Wow.
It's real, John. It's
Very
real.
Good.
Okay. All right, coming up next for you, John, what is coming up next?
I'm going to read a ZipRecruiter ad.
Oh,
I want to hang around
excellent.
For that.
That'll keep them locked in. It's Christmas Eve. It's Christmas week. I mean, who's seriously? It's Monday. Go ahead, read your ZipRecruiter ad.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, it's a couple of days after Christmas, and we're getting ready for New Year's. John, do you have to do a game on New Year's, or what are you going to
do? Yep, New Year's Eve, Lakers play.
What, like what time? Till what time?
7:30 New Year's Eve, they have a game.
So that means you'll be home in time for it to turn midnight.
I think, yeah, normally those games, I get home a little after 11. So, I could probably make it back.
Yeah, I will spend New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. I think they're funny.
I like those guys. Well, as you know, my guilty pleasure is Watch What Happens Live, which is basically Andy Cohen interviewing famous people by asking them embarrassing questions. He doesn't do real interviews. He doesn't ask them about what they're working on or what they're at. He just puts them in weird spots.
Well, I mean, in this case, and, you know, so here's the news guy, right? You got Anderson Cooper, who's like serious news guy. And then you got Andy Cohen, who's just a goofball. And all of a sudden, serious news guy is like doing shots on New Year's Eve. And I'm like, am I supposed to take that guy seriously the rest of the year if he's getting drunk on TV on New Year's Eve?
Well, when he does Watch What Happens Live, he has a thing called a shot ski. Okay.
Yes.
So basically it's a ski, like a downhill snow skier. It's one ski with shot glasses on it, and they load it up with whiskey and they all do a shot at the same time. And he makes all these guys, like all the serious people, do them.
But like, would Walter Cronkite do a shot ski?
I don't know, but Anderson Cooper has. Brian Williams has.
Brian Williams did it?
Oh, yeah. He was great on there. I'm trying to think.
What
of
about
other...
Tom Brokaw? Would Tom
Dan
Brokaw
Rather,
do it?
Dan Rather was on Watch What Happens Live.
He did shots on what?
I don't know if he did
live?
The shot ski or not, but he was very casual and very good on Watch What Happens Live. I'm trying to remember. I've never seen Brokaw on there. I'm trying to remember if David Muir or Lester Holt.
Yeah, no, those guys don't do that. They're actual news people.
Katie Couric did it.
Well, Katie Couric's news days are over, right? She's just promoting her book.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
I tweeted out a picture of the cover of the cannabis cookbook that Not Stepdad Leo sent.
But will Juan make anything out of the cannabis cookbook? He doesn't even like cannabis, right?
I may whip something up.
You don't whip up stuff. Come on.
I may whip something up.
Hey, did you watch the debacle last night that was Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, I saw that it was just a total blowout, right, Cowboys?
42-7 Dallas at the half. So it was like a super big blowout. But at one point, the Washington football team, there was a shot of two linemen on the sidelines, and one took a swing at another one.
I saw this.
And Chris Collinsworth on TV said, I got to tell you, I've been around football my whole life. I don't think I've ever seen that. And I said to him, I said to myself, what is Chris Collinsworth talking about?
Well, this was like, first of all, just to put a finer point on this, they weren't wearing helmets. This was just, he was just trying to clock him in the jaw.
Right. Every team I've ever covered.
Every team?
From UCLA football to the Lakers to the Clippers to, I mean, every team I can think of, there have been fights.
They've had bare knuckle brawls.
Oh, sure. Happens all the time.
Lakers had bare knuckle brawls.
Kobe punched Samaki Walker in the back of the bus, and they went on to win a title. Fights happen on teams all the time.
I can't remember the last time I saw a bare knuckle brawl on the sidelines.
Well, it was one swing of a punch, and I'm not even sure he connected. But you've got to separate Buddy Ryan. When he was once punched Kevin Gilbride, who was a coach on his own staff.
But that's a long time ago. You can't say every team. There were bare knuckle punches when you were covering UCLA.
Mostly in practice. Mostly in practice.
There are guys decking each other.
Yeah, well, fighting. That had to be separated. Fighting.
There's a difference between fighting and actually throwing a punch.
No, punches thrown had to be separated on every team I've ever covered.
Every team.
We should open the phones. 877-710-ESPN. If somebody can tell me a team that they played on at the college level or higher that never had a fight, never had two guys swinging at each other, I'll be
shocked.
Wait,
you're saying name a team that's never had? I mean, I've not seen the Rams do that.
I guarantee you if we had
this Rams team. You said every team you've covered.
I guarantee
this Rams
you
team?
If we had McVay on right now,
he would say somebody threw a punch at another guy.
Don't name names. Have you ever had to separate two guys that were throwing punches at each other? He would say every year. Every year. It happens. It's sports. It's physical. It's not a good
thing.
But
you're talking about, it can't be a good thing. Like, obviously, you're losing 42-7. You're looking to take it out on somebody. You punch a teammate, apparently.
Right. Well, that team's broken. The Washington football team's broken. But I was surprised at Collinsworth because football teams are physical. Football is a physical sport. You got to – teams fight. There's fights at practice almost every day.
Yeah, it's just there's a difference, and I know what you're talking about. Obviously, you know, guys with helmets on, they go at it, all that stuff. But this was like no helmets, punch.
I think that – I mean, I've seen fights between teammates in locker rooms when the media's in there.
Okay, so name one.
Chargers. When I was covering the Chargers in San Diego.
In the Chargers locker room when there was a fist fight.
Yeah, and they just broke it up.
Fist fight.
And then they go and talk it out. Sure.
Because you're exaggerating the way Collinsworth is. Collinsworth saying, I've never seen anything worse. You're saying every team has fist fights.
Collinsworth said, I've never seen this on the sidelines of a pro football game.
And you're saying every single team does it. Every team you've covered has done it.
Yeah.
There's been a fist fight on every team you covered.
Even, like Michael would tell you, Michael's in here tomorrow. Remind me to bring this up with Michael. Those Lakers Showtime teams, him and Byron Scott got in a fight.
I know. No, there are instances where it's happened. But I'm saying, you're saying every team you've covered.
At some point in the season,
has there been
yeah.
a fist fight this year? With
it's
this
a long
team?
Season.
So far, no fist fight.
Oh, I would love to see that. Because that would
I
show
mean, there was a skirmish, but that's the way teams know. Like, there was Dwight and AD on
right.
opening night, I think.
Yeah,
but
that's a good example of it.
That wasn't throwing a punch in somebody's jaw.
No, but AD came at him, and they had to be separated.
Right, but that was not, that
happens,
was not a fist fight.
If people are being honest, if coaches are being honest, they'll tell you that every team they've ever coached, at some point they had to separate guys.
A fist fight.
Well, is it a fist fight if it was one punch? Because that's
yeah,
what that
yes.
was last night. It was one punch. And then they got separated, and that was it.
Jesus Buttersworth says, I'm surprised you haven't decked Venice Mace after all these years.
No, you can't do it in a regular workplace. I'm just saying in sports. In sports, because sports are physical.
We've had big fights.
Yeah, but not fist fights.
Thought about it. Thought
yeah,
about,
but
thought
but
about dropping
the problem
like
is,
a bag of rocks.
The problem is, if you do, even if I said, look, it's nothing, we argue all the time, it puts management in an like, ask Amanda, you'd have to fire the person that threw the punch, right?
For
legal reasons. But in sports, that's not the case. In sports, it happens all the time. Especially in football, where it's a physical sport where you're trying to throw the other guy to the ground. I mean, most people like Collinsworth who played football will tell you that those guys get separated every week.
What's our worst fight?
Worst fight? Me and you.
And obviously, we've never, nobody ever punched anybody. Worst fight?
Well, I think the maddest that you ever were at me, and you can correct me, but I think the maddest is you felt like anything could set Tom Snyder off, and I made a joke. I was egging you on to say something bad about Tom Snyder, and you lost it.
Correct.
Because you knew you had nowhere to go.
Well, do you remember the other part of that was you were egging me on to say something about Jerry Dunphy, who was apparently the lead anchor at your TV station, right?
Right.
So I said something about Dunphy. You said something about Tom Snyder. Both of them were essentially our bosses.
Well, yeah, or had the ability to push a button and get us fired. Yeah.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, that was probably
We haven't had one in a long time, though.
Yeah. And by the way, the fights were comparing apples and oranges because fights that you and I have would never get physical because we're in a regular workplace. Like, you can't, if you work at Starbucks, you can't go take a swing at the other guy.
Oh, that barista's going down.
I'm just saying that in sports, particularly in football, you got to separate guys all the time. And basically, it's what Jalen Rose calls a hold-me-back fight. Because you know on a whole sidelines, they're not going to let two guys go at it.
Yeah. It was not the best look in the world.
No.
But I don't know that it's the worst thing I've ever seen.
I agree.
We're all prone to hyperbole at times.
I agree.
We are in the media, so a lot of what we're saying
never,
is,
never know, in the media.
Trumped up a little bit. Like, I'm not really that mad at what's-her-name for selling brain pills. Who was that, again, I was talking
Mayim
about?
Mayim Bialik
selling brain pills. I'm not that worked up about it. But brain pills do not work, Mayim. More brain power. Yes, please. No. Stop.
Right. So, Amanda, are you going to do jump ball?
So, little disclaimer. Greg wrote these before he tapped out.
You'll execute them, but Greg wrote them.
Correct. So, if they suck, it's not my fault.
Wow. Oh, hey, somebody just...
Pre-game. Pre-bit.
All right, so somebody just tweeted me, that's not what Collinsworth said. He said in-game on sideline. He went on to say it happens all the time in practice, and he's even been involved in them. He was stressing in-game. Well, I'll admit that. I haven't seen a lot of them in-game, but I have seen some. And in-game, I mean, it guys argue on the sidelines all the time.
Yeah, but there's different. I think what Collins were saying is different in game on sidelines, guy punching other guy.
Yeah, it's
on
not team. A good look. I'll give him that.
All right, coming up next for you is Jump Ball. I was going to say Momo. No, Boss Amanda is going to throw some stuff at us that Greg pre-wrote, so it may or may not suck. That's coming up next for you. 710 ESPN.
Okay, first off, can I just say that I hate the way that Chris says that every time?
Hate about
like
it.
The tone.
You
it's like
finally said it.
Yeah, it's like whiny and nasally. And every time I'm listening to the show and he says it, I'm always like, Ugh.
I'm with you 100%.
Sorry, I just felt the need to get that
sounds
out there.
Sounds like a re-record, Morales.
Yeah, sounds like you're doing
clearly
that
he didn't.
Boss doesn't like it.
Yep. All right, Amanda, guys. All right, so triple doubles in the NBA have kind of been normalized, mostly by Russell Westbrook. But it's still as an overall impressive stat. But Stan Van Gundy yesterday on Twitter said that in the NBA, achieving a triple-double does not mean a player played well. Do you agree or disagree with Stan Van Gundy?
100% agree. I mean, Russell Westbrook had a triple-double on Christmas Day. He shot 4 of 20 from the field. Didn't play well at all.
I don't know if I'd go 100% agreement with Stan. I think it's possible it could mean that he didn't play great. But if you're getting 10 rebounds and you're getting 10 assists.
But nobody can make the case that Russell Westbrook played great on Christmas Day.
No, but if you're doing those two things, there's no way those aren't good things, right? 10 rebounds, 10 assists.
Well, I mean, it obviously takes effort.
Yeah, how are those things bad?
They're not bad, but he's saying they don't indicate a player's been great. And I would look no further than Russell Westbrook on Christmas Day. There's nobody that can make the case that Russell Westbrook played well in that game against Brooklyn.
And how many triple-doubles has he had in these losses? That's what I'd be curious to know. Clearly, it doesn't matter if he has a triple-double because it doesn't help him win.
Right. That's the case some of the time. But
sometimes it's just empty numbers.
I will say this.
I agree.
I agree with Stan more than I disagree with him, but I think most of the time if a player gives you 10 rebounds and 10 assists, that is a good thing. That's helpful. I mean, there's a guy, Tony Snell, that's in the league that twice has had the 5 zeros. He played no points, no rebounds, no assists, no steals,
that's
no fouls.
That's
he's
almost,
done it twice.
Seriously, that's very impressive.
Playing more than 20 minutes and doing zeros across the board. I'd rather have Westbrook than him. Right?
Yes, you would rather have a guy do something than nothing, I guess is your point.
Yeah, but Van Gundy has part of a point. I'll agree with part of it.
Yes, he absolutely does. I think triple-doubles are somewhat overrated.
Okay, as I said, Greg wrote these, not me.
Oh, boy, and look at the disclaimers. Yeah,
so this next one, Mace, you might have to explain something to me because I'm not sure I understand it. So it says, I know Mason believes heavily in The Secret.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
The book.
You don't
really?
Know what the
book. You've never read the book?
No.
Okay, so the secret is that your mind and your spirit has got the power to visualize and ultimately actualize your goals and dreams.
Okay.
So it's basically power of positive thinking. If you expect to get the best, you get the best.
And here's why I don't believe in it, Amanda. It's disrespectful to people that get sick or have misfortune.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you mentioned earlier in the show last year, your dad was diagnosed with cancer, and fortunately for everybody, he came out of it healthy. But it's not like anybody wishes that upon themselves. I think that circumstance plays a role in all this. But why do you bring up The Secret?
Well, because it says here, but for some people, it really works. Tom Holland, in a red carpet interview in 2013.
Who is Spider-Man, right?
Yes, the new Spider-Man, was asked what superhero he would want to play. He said Spider-Man and became Spider-Man in 2016.
He's accredited.
In a live stream a few years ago, he said his favorite video game was Uncharted, and he's starring in the new Uncharted movie next year. Then, in an interview for the first Spider-Man, he was asked who his celebrity crush was, and he said Zendaya.
Wow.
He is now dating Zendaya. Is this all coincidence, or did he secret it?
I think he secreted it. I think you can manifest stuff. If you really set your mind to something and you believe that it's going to happen. And this isn't a revolutionary concept. I mean, athletes, people in sports talk about visualizing things all the time. Essentially, he's really good at visualizing stuff. If he dreamed of being Superman, if he dreamed of being in the film adaptation of that video, if he dreamed of dating Zendaya, you know what? Part of it is manifesting his destiny.
All right, Mace, if The Secret works, why are you about to shave off one of your eyebrows? You believe the whole time that you weren't going to finish last. You put your mind to it. You see credit it. I will not finish last. You're last, and you're going to have to shave an eyebrow off because of it. Why didn't the secret work?
Because God works in mysterious ways. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need.
Oh, now you're quoting Mick Jagger.
Yeah, quoting Mick Jagger. Yeah, no, I mean, there are certain things in my life that when I was a little kid, I wanted to be in radio. I visualized being in radio. I was in radio by the time I was 15 years old. I dreamed of living in Los Angeles.
Did you visualize it, or did you work hard to get there?
Is there a difference?
Yes.
I think visualization is working towards something, working towards a goal. I wanted to live in Los Angeles when I was a little kid. I was probably 12, 13, 14 years old. I watched the movie Chinatown. I was like, I want to live in L.A. That seems like the coolest place in the world. And I found myself in L.A. I mean, I do believe that, and John, you even believe in the power of positive thinking.
Right. Well, I'm a glass half full guy, but that's not the secret. I don't believe that I could put something out into the universe and it's automatically going to happen. For example, if I really wanted to be the Monday Night Football play-by-play guy and I see credit it, I don't think I'm getting it. I think that it would take a great deal of luck for that to happen. But it in Tom Holland's case, it keeps happening, so good for him.
Yeah, by the way, he also apparently, when he was a kid or before Spider-Man, said, I'd like to host the Oscars someday. Now, apparently, he's like one of the front runners.
Well, I mean, he's also famous. Like, once you become famous, like, all these things happen for you.
It's easier.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Has anybody here seen Spider-Man?
No.
No.
Ugh. So friggin' good. It is so friggin' good. I mean, most of the world has seen it by now. It's just passed $1 billion at the box office worldwide. But it is definitely one of my top three Marvel movies of all time. It is so friggin' good.
All right, Georgie boy, what you got for us?
Okay, so I was looking at the national calendar, and today is Lego Build Day, which is essentially a day where you can build anything you want, whether it's a brand new set, Or something original from a pile of random bricks. Maite got a bunch of grips for Christmas. So we're going to start building something, you know, this week. What is something that you remember building out of Legos? Or have you seen somebody build something cool out of Legos?
I think I sent this to you guys. My son Jack, when he was younger, was super into Legos. And one time he built this Beatles Lego of John Paul, George, and Ringo. That is unbelievable. Like, Mace, do you got your computer open?
Yeah.
Go to Jack's Instagram page. Just go to Jack Ireland's Instagram page. I think you follow him. And now here's the weird thing. That Beatles Lego are four different Legos. They're four different builds with the same pegs. In other words, he did it. He built John, took a picture of it, took it all down, built Paul.
Wow.
Took it all down. Did you find it?
Yep.
And built George. How cool is that? Like, there's some really cool adult Legos. That's the thing that I would tell people is that, like, he built an Aston Martin once that's unbelievable.
Here's what I took away from this whole conversation. Your son does not follow me on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. How can young Jack Ireland not follow me on Instagram?
I'll tell him to fix that.
Yeah, fix that. He's missing out on some great stuff.
Amanda, were you a Lego kid?
I was not a Lego kid. My niece is huge into Legos, though. She's constantly building everything. There's not one specific thing I could think of, because she usually gets those sets and just puts the sets together, but she does them so fast.
Yeah. I was not a Lego kid either. We have Lincoln Logs.
Yes, I played with Lincoln Logs, yes.
Where you make a cabin or you make a building made out of Lincoln Logs. Lincoln Logs were like the predecessor to Legos, but I never had Lego stuff. Now you go to Legoland and there's stuff made out of Legos all over the place. Have you been to Legoland, John?
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine runs it. And,
oh, really?
So I've taken Jack there a bunch of times. Yeah.
I have kids, we'll go.
There you go.
You all laugh.
All right, guys, last one. Taco Bell has a brand new menu item coming in 2022. Crispy chicken wings will be sold nationwide beginning on January 6th. Will you go and try the crispy chicken wings from Taco Bell?
Taco Bell's not known for wings, right?
No, that's what I'm thinking.
It's a new menu item.
This might be a stay in your lane thing.
You know, I don't put anything past Taco Bell. They are, you know, for me, there are certain times of night when I might contact Postmates and might have them stop by a Taco Bell and help me out a little.
Pura Yesca!
It's the best stone food around.
But are you going to order the chicken wings?
Yeah, you're right. I probably would not order chicken wings.
I mean, when I think chicken wings, I think Wingstop, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. Yeah, no, I would
not. That's not going to be your first go-to when you're ordering wings on a late night.
Is it true that Mariah Carey has a Mariah Carey meal at McDonald's?
No, it's over. It's over. It was a McDonald's calendar, like the advent calendar.
Yeah. But there was a Mariah Carey meal?
There was, yeah.
Don't you think she kind of cheapen yourself when you become a meal?
Well, wait a minute, though. Travis Scott made a ton of money.
Exactly.
Out of it.
This is like their new thing. They create these like meals for celebrities for a short period of time. It's a good marketing tool.
All right. So here's another thing for parents out there. One time, I needed Jack to be busy for a day. And so I handed him this.
I'm taking notes on this because I anticipate becoming a parent sometime
soon.
I
basically bought him a Lego of a whole city block, and I said, this will take him a couple of days. And he's little.
Yeah.
So I just sent you guys a picture of him. He finished it in 2 hours.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And he's like, at whatever
How
point.
How old was he there?
Maybe 8.
Why is he wearing an Angels t-shirt?
That's it, that's his team.
Go Halos.
Yeah, so he doesn't follow you, see?
That's why he doesn't follow me, because I'm a Dodger fan. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That's his
Yeah, that's team. Impressive. That's impressive. Yeah, no, the Lego thing's a big deal. I'm definitely my kids are going to play with Legos for sure. I probably have more than one.
You probably have more than one child?
Probably 2 or 3 kids, I think.
Okay. Good to know.
Are you going to adopt them when they're 17 and a half?
Yeah, when they can have a conversation.
When you can kick them out at 18?
Kick them out at 18. You're out on your ass, kid. Nothing says the holidays like you're out on your ass, kid. All right, coming up, more of this stuff that we're doing right now. It's unbelievably entertaining. And, of course, the Rams win yesterday. The Lakers lose on Christmas Day. What does it all mean? Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.